something extra if you make it a good trip.
I'm gonna get you close, my friend, but not too close, eh? You don't wanna be eaten. Ready, amigo? Ready!
Ready!
Actually, Charlie, those are herbivores. They really wouldn't be interested in fighting with each other. But these ones here are carnivores, and they really like fighting with each other. They use their teeth and their claws to rip each other's throats out.
Al, he's 3. Let's wait till he's 5.
Oh. All right, sorry, Charlie.
Ellie?
Yeah?
It's Tom again. He says he has to talk to you about the last chapter.
Just tell him I'm not going to lose the Jack Horner quota.
My editor thinks he's a paleontologist. It's good.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, babe.
This is Alan.
Nice to meet you, Alan.
Daddy, this is a herbivore and that's the dinosaur man.
Dinosaur man.
Jack, say my name. Is my name Alan? Is my name Alan? He used to know me.
Here you go.
So you know Mark's been working for the State Department now.
Yeah, what do they do, Mark?
It's international relations, mostly treaty law, things like that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here.
Oh, the wild one.
Okay. You guys catch up.
Thanks.
He's a great guy.
So what are you working on now?
Raptors, mostly.
My favorite.
Do you remember the sounds they made?
I try not to.
Ellie, all our theories about raptor intelligence, what they were capable of, we weren't even close.
Tell me.
Well, we did cranial scans of a fossil skull. We found what looks like a very sophisticated resonating chamber.
Wait a second. So we were right. I mean, they had the ability to vocalize.
I'm convinced it's the key to their social intelligence.
Which explains why they could work together as a team.
And coordinate their attacks so that prey wouldn't know what was going on.
They could talk to each other.
To a degree we never imagined. They were smart. They were smarter than dolphins or whales. They were smarter than primates.
I just want to say, if you ever need help with anything, sometimes you forget to ask. So you can call me. Anything, anytime.
Sure.
You're still the best. I mean that.
The last of my breed.
Taking study of the anterior chamber in multiple specimens, that we can determine the exciting correlation between the upper palate and the larynx. This lets us theorize, mind you, that the raptor was capable of sophisticated vocalizations, which would have been a tremendous evolutionary advantage. Raptors were fierce, intelligent, and socially sophisticated. They were able to hunt in numbers and coordinate their efforts. Were it not for the cataclysmic events which overtook them, it is entirely possible that raptors rather than humans would have become the dominant species on this planet. I hope this has been of interest. It certainly excites us as paleontologists.
Sorry.
There is much, much more to discover, and that is why we continue to need and ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Grant. Now, does anyone have a question?
Fine. Does anyone have a question that does not relate to Jurassic Park? Or the incident in San Diego, which I did not witness? Yes, sir.
Your theory on raptors is good and all, but isn't all this conjecture kind of moot? I mean, once the UN in Costa Rica and everyone decides how to handle that second island, scientists will just go in and look for themselves.
Dinosaurs lived 65 million years ago. What is left of them is fossilized in the rocks. And it is in the rock that real scientists make real discoveries. Now, what John Hammond and InGen did at Jurassic Park is create genetically engineered theme park monsters, nothing more and nothing less.
Are you saying that you wouldn't want to get onto Isla Sorna and study them if you had the chance?
No force on earth or heaven could get me on that island.
So what we got here, Nashie?
Ironhorn 20mm gas operated semi-automatic, 10-shot magazine fed rotating bolt, recoil reducing muzzle brake, high explosive incendiary.
Udesky.
Mr. Udesky, it's
Paul
Kirby, just checking.
Oh, yes, sir. We're good to go here. Matter of fact, I can lock things down just as soon as you drop me that paper. Well, that's right. Two of the very best men I could possibly find. No, sir, I haven't worked with them personally, but believe me, sir, both of these men come very highly recommended.
Are you all right?
Nothing to worry about, sir. It's going to be a walk in the park.
Billy, I don't think I'm doing this right.
Let's try the toothbrush. You gotta go slowly. You just take a little bit at a time.
I can never tell what's rock and what's bone.
Technically, it's all rock, but calcium in the bones is replaced during fossilization. But you can feel the difference, eh?
Rough. Smooth. Rough. Smooth.
Dr. Grant!
Mr.
Brennan.
So, how'd it go?
Well, it's not too late to change your major, buddy.
Not good, huh?
Worse. I'm gonna have to pack up in 4 weeks.
Three. I had to rent some equipment. Come here, I gotta show you something. You like computers, right?
I like the abacus, Billy.
Meet the future of paleontology. It's a rapid prototyper. I enter in the scan data from the raptor skull. The computer breaks it down into thousands of slices, and this thing sculpts it, one layer at a time. It's done. I give you the resonating chamber of a velociraptor. Listen to this.
This is brilliant, Billy. Really, it is. Sad to say, it's just a little bit late.
Dr. Grant? Paul Kirby. Kirby Enterprises. My card. How you doing, Billy?
What can I do for you, Mr. Kirby?
Well, first thing, I'm a great admirer of yours, and I have a proposition I'd like to discuss with you. Would you have dinner with my wife and me this evening? It'll be our treat.
Well, that'd be great, but I'm tired. I've been traveling. Maybe some other time.
Believe me, this will be worth your while.
We'd love to.
Oh, terrific. That's the spirit. Good. This evening, then. Billy,
how are you?
Dr.
Kirby?
Billy
Brennan.
Kirby, how are you?
So, what are you boys drinking?
I spent catfish.
Two, please, Cat.
Well, we've admired your work for years.
Really, truly inspiring.
Amanda and I just love the outdoors. Heck, we've been on just about every adventure tour they can come up with. The Nile, Galapagos, K2.
We even have 2 seats reserved on the first commercial flight to the moon.
And for our wedding anniversary this year, we wanted to do something really special. Something...
Once in a lifetime.
So, I've chartered an airplane to fly us over Isla Sorna, and we'd like you to be our guide.
There you go, guys.
Well, that's a very kind offer, Mr. Kirby, but I'm a very, very busy man. I can recommend a couple of guys who are really highly qualified that...
No. You're the best. You've seen these animals in the flesh. There's no one even comes close to you.
You wouldn't be able to fly low enough to see anything of any real interest.
Well, see, that's the interesting part, because we have permission to fly low.
How low?
Well, I'm no aviation expert, but a heck of a lot lower than anybody else, I can tell you.
From what I understand, it's pretty much, it's whatever we want.
That's hard to believe.
Well, you see, through my business dealings, import, export, emerging markets, I've made a lot of friends in high places. In this case, the Costa Rican government.
Dr. Grant, you have no idea how important it is to us that you come along. Would make all the difference.
This is Kirby.
And of course, we'd love to make a contribution to your research here. So, I could write all kinds of numbers on this check, Dr. Grant. Tell me, what's it going to take?
What I pay you, couldn't you afford a better bag?
No way. This one's lucky. A couple years ago, some buddies and I went hang gliding off these cliffs in New Zealand, and this big updraft came and swept me right against the side. Wham!
Wow, that does sound lucky.
It was this strap alone that saved my life. Got hooked on a rock as I was falling.
Reverse Darwinism. Survival of the most idiotic.
Thank you for bringing me along.
Yeah, well, the bones will still be there when we get back. It's a great thing about bones, they never run away. And the truth is, you got me into this. And I have no intention of being on my own with these people. Don't get too excited, Billy. Chances are we won't see a thing. Your turn to be nice. Wake me when we get there.
So how do you know the Kirbys?
Through our church.
Everyone, if you look out the left of the plane, you can see a whole herd of brachiosaurs. In fact, you can see in the front of the group, the alpha male grazing there.
Udesky, Dash, how about up front? You guys see anything?
Nothing yet, Mr. Kirby.
You mean this? Mrs. Kirby, look. Out here, you'll see a group of triceratops.
Mr. Kirby, we have a landing strip up ahead. You want me to put it down?
No. I told you, I want to circle first, see the whole island.
Set it down. You can't land here. What are you talking about?
Hold on. I can explain.
Well, you cannot land on this island.
Dr. Grant,
please sit down. Wait.
Dr. Grant, will you please sit down?
Billy, tell me we didn't land.
I think they're looking for someone.
John! Dad! John!
Dr. Grant, are you all right? I'm sorry
who
we had
me?
To. I'm sorry we had to be so.
Who
awful.
Hit me?
Eric!
That would be Cooper.
Eric!
What are they doing?
They're setting up a perimeter to make the place safe. These guys are good.
Trust me, on this island, there is no such thing as safe. We have to get back on that plane.
Eric!
Will you tell your wife to stop making that noise? That is a very, very bad idea.
Amanda?
Ben?
Amanda, honey? Dr. Grant said that's a bad idea.
What?
He says it's a bad idea.
What's a bad idea?
What was that?
That's a Tyrannosaurus.
I don't think so. Sounds bigger.
We have to leave! We have to leave now!
Get out of the plane!
What's going on? Why can't we?
Get
the
plane! Get on the plane!
Who's that killer guy?
Cooper's a professional. He can handle himself.
Circle the island.
Here's your husky.
You okay?
We're okay up here. Everyone just stay put. Satellite approach. Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Who has the satellite phone?
Mayday, mayday.
I do. I got it right here.
I'm not getting anything. The radio's gone.
We haven't landed yet. Damn it. Oh, man.
What was that?
What is it?
I think we lost him. It's okay, it's dead. Nobody move a muscle. time you did some explaining, Mr. Kirby.
We called everyone. We did everything we could. No one would help us. The Costa Rican government said this is a no-fly zone. The U.S. Embassy, that's our U.S. Embassy, told us we should accept the inevitable. Can you believe that?
You let a 12-year-old go parasailing alone?
No!
He wasn't alone. He was with a friend.
Ben Hildebrand.
Paul and I divorced over a year ago.
All right, so why me?
He said we needed someone who'd been on the island before.
Yes, but I did not tell you to kidnap somebody.
I have never been on this island.
Sure you have. You wrote that book.
That was Isla Nublar. This is Isla Sorna. Site B.
You mean there are two islands with dinosaurs?
All right, you
please.
Stay out of this.
All right, so how long have they been missing? 8 weeks.
Almost 8 weeks now.
Billy, we go back to the plane, salvage what we can, and we make for the coast.
Dr. Grant, we're not leaving this island without our son.
Then you can go and look for him. Or you can stick with us as long as you don't hold us up. Either way, you probably won't get off this island alive.
So, what do we do?
We search for your son. In the direction that they're going.
Excellent, excellent.
Thing you haven't seen before, Paul. How much weight did you say you lost?
About 25 pounds. I've been swimming.
Swimming? I hate to swim. You don't even know how to swim.
I know. I learned.
You look good.
So do you.
How would you classify it, Billy?
Well, it's a super predator. Suchomimus. Snout.
No, think bigger.
Baryonyx.
Not with that sail. Spinosaurus aegypticus.
I remember that on InGen's list.
Because it wasn't on their list, and that makes you wonder what else they were up to.
So, Mr. Kirby, tell me, when you climbed K2, did you base camp at 25 or 30,000 feet?
30,000 feet. We're pretty close to the top.
You're about 1,000 feet above it, actually.
No, that's a common mistake.
Now, Mr. Kirby, there's no such thing as Kirby Enterprises, is there?
It's Kirby Paint and Tile Plus. Plus stands for bathroom fixtures. We're in the Westgate Shopping Center, Enid, Oklahoma.
So I don't suppose that check you wrote us is any good.
All right, now listen to me. I will pay you the money
this
that I owe you,
good.
No matter what.
Here we are in the worst place in the world. We're not even being paid.
All right, now wait. Fellas, hold on. I'll make this up to you. If you ever do a bathroom or a kitchen... You're not really a mercenary, are you?
I never said I was.
That's true. What are you?
Well, I'm like a booking agent. One of the guys got sick and couldn't come. Excuse me. Here. So you run a hardware store?
Paint and tile, yeah.
Huh. Never can tell about people, can you?
Ain't that the truth?
Eric!
Quiet.
Will you stop that? Dr. Grant says this is very dangerous territory.
Look, maybe we should split up or something. You know, we could cover twice as much ground.
Dr. Grant says that's a bad idea.
Dr. Grant says that...
Well, what's the good of hiring an expert if we're not going to use his advice?
Yeah, except Dr. Grant isn't looking for Eric. He's looking for the coast.
Okay, fine. Go ahead and scream. And then when that tricyclops attacks you, don't come crying to me.
Don't worry about that.
What?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Never mind.
What did you say?
God, Paul, just run.
All right, fine.
If we split up... I'm going with you guys.
Kirby!
Mrs. Kirby, the chances are remote they're still in the vicinity. Young adult.
Hey, guys.
That's my camera. Hey. The battery's dead.
I got an idea.
Let me hit the camera. This the morning they disappeared.
Hey, no, I want that. Hey, let me take that. Hey, come on, give me that. Come up here.
See anything yet?
No, not yet. What's that?
A cliff.
There's a cliff.
Andy,
there's a big cliff.
I can't see. You can't do it.
Look, I'm going to hurt you, all right? One.
He's alive. I know he's alive. We're gonna find him.
Can you fly one of those?
Maybe. As long as the sail's not torn.
Well, let's take it.
If we spot a plane, it might be a good way to get attention.
Pull over this
Okay, you're free.
Get her back, Mr. Kirby.
Amanda! Wait! Amanda! Oh.
Amanda! 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 Stop. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about Ben.
It's not Ben, Paul. It's Eric. He's out here all by himself.
I know.
Our baby. Out here all by himself.
Listen to me. We'll find him. I promise.
Dr. Grant! You should come look at this!
Listening to me, we're gonna find him. Kid's got resources. Remember what it was like to try to ground him?
Where's Billy?
What are you doing?
I was photographing the nest.
Don't do that again.
I'm sorry.
I'll lose you. It's just me and the damn tourists.
I bet you Eric's in there, don't you think? I'd bet my bottom dollar.
What do you think it is?
far as I'm concerned, four seasons.
I got some change. I think it takes quarters. I got a buck. $1.10.
No. This is how you play God.
Into the house!
Billy!
Is Alan with you?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Udesky! Mr. Udesky!
He's back.
Oh, my God. No, he's not.
No, wait. Something's not right.
Can I help him?
Amanda! They actually set a trap.
What do you say? What are you looking for?
Are here. They're looking for you.
Together.
Together.
That's not good. They don't do so well together.
Well, you'd be surprised what people can do when they have to. Invited me along.
I read both of your books. I like the first one more. Before you're on the island. You liked dinosaurs back then.
Well, back then they hadn't tried to eat me yet.
When Ian Jen cleared out, they left a lot of stuff behind.
Any weapons?
No. I just used the last of the gas grenades.
And I appreciate that.
Be careful with that. T-Rex. Scare some of the smaller ones away, but it attracts one really big one with a fin.
This is T-Rex pee? How'd you get it?
You don't want to know. Dessert?
Sure. Eric, I have to tell you, I'm astonished that you've lasted 8 weeks on this island.
Is that all it's been?
Well, you're alive, and that's the important thing. And thanks to you, that's one thing that we have in common. Did you read Malcolm's book?
Yeah.
So?
I don't know. I mean, it was kind of preachy. And too much chaos. Everything's chaos. It seemed like the guy was kind of high on himself.
Well, that's two things that we have in common.
Listen. Copies!
Turns out, it wasn't your fault. Eric's always been a strong-willed kid.
Always.
And you throw someone like Ben Hildebrand into the mix. Well.
Well, what?
All I'm saying, it's not your fault.
No. If he'd been with you, he'd be completely safe. You drive 5 miles under the speed limit, Paul. And I've totaled 3 cars in 3 years.
Well, not three. The Buick wasn't really totaled. I just said it was because I wanted to get the SUV.
I am so sorry that you have to be here.
I'm not.
There's a boat. Right alongside the bank. Looks in good shape.
Rescue boat?
No, no. It's something left behind. But it floats.
Stick to the plan. Head for the coast.
You're not going to look for Dr. Grant?
Going to the coast was Alan's idea. If he's alive, that's where he's headed.
I agree.
What about Eric?
Eric's a smart kid. He probably knows he stands his best chance by the coast. He figures all the big dinosaurs are in the center of the island. Right?
Sure.
You know what this is?
That's a raptor claw. I used to have one. Fossil.
Mine is new.
Which the island have you explored?
I stayed pretty close to the compound. Figured if anyone came looking for me, that's where they'd start.
We need to get to the coast. That was the plan.
Are you sure? The closer you get to water, the bigger things get.
Well, if we can find our way down into the canyon, we can follow the river out to the coast. Well, after we find your parents.
And then what?
One step at a time.
Listen.
What?
That's my dad's satellite phone.
Ben, how do you know?
Kirby, Peyton Tyler Plus. We must date. Dad!
My bag.
Yeah.
Lucky strap.
Want me to carry it?
Need to find a gap here.
How did you know we were here?
The phone, that stupid jingle from the store, I heard it.
My phone?
Yeah, your satellite phone. Where is it?
I don't have it.
When did you use it last?
On the plane. I got a call on the plane and...
What? What?
I loaned it to Nash. He must have had it when he...
Please give me the bag. It's not safe. I'd known that you were going to end up with them. I took them on an impulse. I thought they'd be worth a fortune, enough to fund the dig site another 10 more years. Look, you have to believe me. This was a stupid decision, but I did it with the best intentions.
With the best intentions. Some of the worst things imaginable have been done with the best intentions.
As far as I'm concerned, you're no better than the people that built this place.
What are you doing? Those things are after us because of those.
Those things know we have the eggs. I dropped them in the river. They'll still be after us.
What if they catch us with them?
What if they catch us without them?
There's a boat at the bottom, just downriver. Trying to make it to the coast, at least.
through this one at a time, shall we?
Okay, come on over. One at a time.
All right, Eric. I'm going to leave you just for a minute, okay? And then you're going to be right behind me, okay? Mom, I've been alone in a water truck for 8 weeks. I think I can manage the next 2 minutes without you. All right, we're all together now.
gasoline. No, just gotta make our way to the coast. Work out some sort of a signal. Build a fire or something. Something to see from the air.
Dr. Grant?
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Sorry about Billy.
You know what the last thing I said to him was? I said, you're as bad as the people that built this place. Which wasn't true. Billy was just young, that's all. And I have a theory that there are two kinds of boys. There are those that want to be astronomers and those that want to be astronauts. The astronomer, the paleontologist, gets to study these amazing things from a place of complete safety.
But then you never get to go into space.
Exactly. It's the difference between imagining and seeing. Be able to touch them. That's all Billy wanted.
There's Grant.
Listen.
Find it before it stops ringing.
Whoa,
it's here. I got it.
Hello? Hello?
You two can our timeshare in beautiful Guadalajara. Enjoy a meal in one of our four-star restaurants.
Look out!
Kirby. Open the drop.
Hello?
Nellie?
Hello?
Charlie!
Hello?
Charlie, take the phone to Mommy now!
Take the phone to Mommy!
It's the dinosaur van!
Okay.
Listen to me, Charlie!
Are you taking the phone, Mom? Charlie!
Fishing a couple of summers ago. I was putting the boat in the water and the trailer sank. It tow truck tried to pull us out, and he got dragged in, too. The truck driver wanted to knock my lights out. I miss fishing.
Kirby.
That lady you called.
Hmm?
Who is she? How do you know that she can help us?
She was the one person I could always count on. I owe her a lot. Well, I don't think I ever told her that.
You should.
You hear that?
The ocean.
Important thing.
Dr. Gray. Can I get you to sit here and buckle up, sir? Oh.
just looking for new nesting grounds. It's a whole new world for them.
I dare them to nest in Enid, Oklahoma.
Let's go home.